Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language, depictions of violence and graphic content. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised.
William the Post. Goodness gracious. Did you have a tracking number?
No.
I have some friends at Royal Mail. I can get to the bottom of this, Abilene.
No, it'd have been dropped off. No postage.
Any witnesses? Neighbourhood watch? Anything like that?
No, sir.
Neighbours are bloody useless. I'm getting an extension from the kitchen out onto the patio. You know, big bifolding doors. Nothing but hassle from number 12 and the rest. Now I have to ring round every single one of them.
Motive is the main question right now.
More space. Open plan kitchen diner. Plus outside seating area.
No, Jackie's motives.
Oh, right. Of course. What are we looking at here?
Well, it's either some kind of twisted bloodlust. A ruthless psychopathic killer that gets a kick out of mutilating other human beings.
Or
a quest for fame and attention.
Indeed. I hear she's quite popular on the web.
She has social media accounts, yeah.
Can we download them?
I'm sorry?
Download. Is that the one?
Have them taken down, you mean?
Well, affirmative, yes. Taken down. Down, taken, web, delete sort of thing.
Well, our press officer Priya believes that Jackie's social media presence could eventually give us clues to her whereabouts, or perhaps even her identity.
Quite. Well, as my late wife would have said, this is either a klutz or someone with a lot of chutzpah.
Was she Jewish?
No, she was anti-Semitic.
Oh.
Terrible woman. World's a better place without her. Abilene, things here at the Met are still rather sticky. You're heading up H Division, which will handle this Jackie situation.
H Division?
Yes, it stands for hybrid. A mix of Scotland Yard and the City of London Police.
Great. Great.
Listen, Abilene, I have a call with number 10.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes, they have a problem with the extension, you see. Obstructing natural light or some such nonsense.
Ah, right. I thought you meant...
Best of luck with the case.
Thank you, Sir Charles.
Pleasure. Oh, and Abilene, we're counting on you.
The body of a man brutally murdered in Whitechapel was discovered this morning and declared by senior police officers as a sexually explicit, gruesome killing with ruthless
body count increasing, and the telltale sexual brutality is casting a fearful cloud over the
media frenzy as the police deliver their report on the killing of Mark Allen.
Last night she made her presence known on social media as Jackie the Ripper.
Whitechapel in East London is home to not a manhunt,
but a woman hunt.
Scotland Yard have refused to comment.
The global scrutiny of Scotland Yard, the mayor.
World media have gathered to the site of 29 Hanbury Street, the scene of another brutal murder by Jackie the Ripper.
Are we safe? Are we actually going to be safe?
And you've got this devil woman, quite frankly, going around.
British police continue their search for Jackie the Ripper.
Jackie la Destripadora está asesinando hombres inocentes.
It's scary.
I like her. She's got style.
Where are they? I've not seen them. There's your tea.
Thanks, Jill. Oh, how's the boiler?
Fixed. Thanks for sorting that.
I'm your landlord. Yeah, that's my job. Well, I suppose I'm a friend first. That's if you consider
me... So, to clarify a few points, Sir Charles Warren put you on the case.
No, Sir Charles colluded with City of London Police and stabbed me in the back.
Oh, okay. What does that mean?
Well, it means that, you know, Mark Allen Nichols wasn't the only victim at this time. I too was stabbed in the back. Put that in the book.
The stabbing of you, of course, being with a metaphorical knife.
Yep, big, shiny, metaphorical one.
That's not the same, is it?
No, it's worse and more painful.
Oh, so your balls and penis were metaphorically removed too, were they?
In a sense.
This isn't going in the book.
Why not?
Because it's bollocks, Freddy.
Metaphorical bollocks, of course.
Just, please.
Fine. What I'm getting at is Sir Charles Warren put me on the case, but he shouldn't have. I should have been behind my desk at Scotland Yard. Right, look. We'd gone to visit the body of Mark Allen Nichols again, this time with Georgie Baxter Phillips, the forensic pathologist.
Who's we?
Chief Inspector Donna Swanson and I. We wanted to investigate the body again. I needed to revisit Mark and take a good look at his sorry ass.
Another metaphor.
Bleeding there from his anus. And you can see under here we have Mr. Nichols' perineum.
Christ.
Yes, very impressive, Georgie.
But look, Jackie implants her knife into the perineum, sometimes known as the gooch, Mr. Aberline.
Yeah, thanks. I figured that one out.
The knife goes about 2 inches into the perineum. She pulls it down to the point where Mr. Nichols' scrotum adjoins, almost as if she's scoring with a knife.
2 inches deep is pretty heavy-handed scoring.
More scoring than a bloody England international.
You don't know football.
I was doing a joke about shagging around.
Then she twists the knife and pulls it upward, taking the testicles and penis clean off.
Doctor, he's oozing again.
Oh, let me just wipe that.
Oh, excuse me, that's the serviette for my pain au chocolat.
Freddy, come on.
Oh, but it's really flaky, it's going to go everywhere.
Your phone's buzzing.
Ugh, it's Priya. Oh, God, look, I've got pain au chocolat flakes on his arse now, for heaven's sake.
Are you going to answer it?
We haven't caught anybody, have we? I don't think so. What do I need to tell the press officer then? Oh, Priya, let the media know Mark got a knife shoved in his gooch. Cheers.
Just answer it.
No.
Answer it.
I don't need to answer it.
The phone is actually disturbing my work.
Oh, yeah, wouldn't want to wake the corpse slumber party you've got going on down here.
I find it very distracting if I'm supposed to be presenting my findings.
Oh, but the pastry in the pubes is fine, isn't
Freddy.
It?
Freddy.
Please, Mr. Aberline.
It's not Freddy, and it's not Mister. It's Detective Frederick Aberline, all right? No, wait, lead detective. Lead, not mister. Hello?
Is that Mr. Aberline?
Speaking.
Hello, Mr. Aberline. This is Umar, the letting agent for the flat.
The letting agent?
For the flat? The one dead dad. Your dad's one bed flat. Excuse me. Put my teeth in.
Ah, right. Yeah.
We found a tenant, sir. Could you meet me at the property to hand over the keys?
To hand them over?
Yeah.
Sure. I can, Yeah, no, I can do that.
Everything all right, lead detective?
Yeah. All good in the hood and stuff.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
You know, you should call Priya.
So I can fuel this media circus? No, thanks.
No, the pastry.
Oh, for God's sake.
Hold it, it's really flaky.
Good morning. Some breaking news in the case of Mark Allen Nichols. City of London police have confirmed they now have full access to the phone of the victim.
Mr. Nichols' parents has used his own fingerprint.
Is this a breach of Mr. Nichols' civil liberties for you?
In some respects.
Sure. I mean, we built the phones. We ensure the security is sophisticated. We do
not how.
And before this moment, officers were investigating notifications they could only see on Mr. Nichols' lock screen.
Okay, a lock screen. Now, what is that for people that perhaps don't know?
Right, well, when your phone isn't actually in use, it will come up with what is called a lock screen, which usually has...
The announcement came from lead detective Frederick Everline, notably a Scotland Yard officer, working in conjunction with the City of London Police. He confirmed the phone of Mark Alan Nichols has been fully unlocked and did not require the assistance of the Sun newspaper to hack into the device, despite their offers.
God, can someone come and mute Nichols' phone? Or change the bloody notification sound?
It has to be left with the same settings, crime scene protocol, isn't it?
Where did you come from?
Standards required by the FSR. So I think we need to get MI5 involved, stat.
Oh yeah, why is that, Henry? Stat.
Because Jackie is a threat to national security.
Well, let's get Bond on the case, shall we? Yeah, Thunderballs, the man with the golden cock.
Roger that, sir, but if I could just pause you a second, James Bond is MI6.
One more word, Henry, and you'll be MIA, all right?
So I'm saying it's domestic terrorism, okay? We must work within official counter-terrorism legislation.
God almighty.
What we are looking at is a feminist terrorist. Or what the Daily Star are calling a ferrorist.
Are you finished?
Affirmative.
Absolute nonsense.
Is it?
Affirmative.
A sexist motive has to be examined, sir, surely.
How was it sexist?
Well, she removed his genitalia and sent you the penis, so...
We are not pursuing any kind of sexual cultural politics, OK? This is not Piers Morgan Investigates or, you know, the Owen Jones Guide to Politically Incorrect Psychopaths. This is a serious crime for serious detectives. God's sake, you know, I'm glad she killed Mark. If I'd sat next to this bloke on the bus with his keypad tones and his hilarious fart noise every time he received a message, I'd kill him.
And are there any further leads?
Nope.
Hmm.
Henry, get these newspapers off my desk.
I think it's important for our case, sir.
Suspects are important for our case, Acting Police Commissioner. Suspects.
What about Marie Claire?
Is she a suspect?
No, she's a magazine.
Oh.
Here, look. What we can learn from Jackie the Ripper.
Henry, I don't have time for this. I get it. Some people find her empowering. It means nothing. There's loads of weirdos out there, but until they commit a crime, they're not my problem.
Sir, I think you need to take a look at yourself in the mirror.
I beg your pardon?
Here, the mirror, page 8. Detective Aberline, out of his depth, it says here.
Jesus Christ.
Aberline,
Priya,
I need
not
you to
now.
See this. It's Twitter.
Oh, wonderful. I was worried for a second there that it would involve a chaotic group of sycophants undermining my work.
They think they've found Jackie.
Oh, of course they do.
Look, Mark Alan Nichols tweeted in reply to a BBC tweet in August about catcalling and wolf whistles. Women who don't like wolf whistles and catcalls are just jealous. They don't get them. If you were fit, you wouldn't whinge.
I knew it.
I mean, that kind of comment is exactly what I expect from some guy that has a fart sound notification on his phone. I mean, he's got the Weatherspoons app here, mate. Come on.
Suffice to say, he went somewhat viral and received a barrage of responses.
How is this different to any other day on social media, Priya?
Because of this. Here. This is a reply to his tweet.
I hope you know what's coming to you. Get in the bin. Is that it?
Get in the bin?
Get in the bin. It's a saying.
It's a saying until you actually put someone in the actual bin, sir.
Henry, actually shut your actual face. Mouth.
Face mouth.
I'm tired. I'm going to shoot off.
But please, detective, just look at the account.
What is it?
There's more tweets. To other men.
Yeah, but doesn't Jackie have her own Twitter?
Yes, but maybe this is Jackie before she became Jackie.
Oh, great. There's a prequel.
We could go through these tweets and protect the men she's replied
Priya,
to.
Priya, listen, you're a press officer.
I know, but Jackie likes to use these tools.
You're a press officer who is doing a great job at being a press officer, OK? Take that from a detective who's doing a bad job at being a detective.
What is it?
It's Jackie.
She's messaging him.
Hello, detective. And then a winky face.
Is it tongue out or tongue in?
In.
Yeah, bloody hell.
What difference does it make?
Shh, she's typing.
Whoever smelt it, dealt it.
She's playing with us.
Charlotte Tinder.
What?
The contact name is saved as Charlotte Tinder.
Right, Henry, get me a full database on every Charlotte Tinder you can find. Let's go, go, go.
Come on it, Gov.
Let's do this, guys.
Get out of my way. This is
somebody
a
get this
blue.
Man a computer.
Code blue, everybody.
Lock and load, motherfucker.
Detective.
What?
It's Charlotte Tinder, like Charlotte brackets Tinder.
Yeah, so?
Give me the phone. Open up the Tinder app here and, yeah, if you go to his messages, there'll be a Charlotte. He's just saved the number.
Oh.
See, this is her profile.
Christ, look at them.
Look at what?
The sort of seagulls behind her in that photo.
Yeah, ready to go. Come on, let's sit.
What's going on? Bloody hell.
What?
The photo.
What about it, Henry? Show some class, mate. Come on.
No, just it's the quality. It's grainy, isn't it?
Yeah, good point, Henry. Priya, scroll through. We need the best quality picture for the search.
This doesn't look right. Give me that laptop.
What are you doing?
Sending the picture to my email. We can do a reverse image search on this.
Send it to mine too, will you?
Right. Yeah, reverse image.
Like catfish.
Sure, catfish. Slippery bastards. Got like whiskers, haven't they? But they're sharp.
It's a fake.
Yeah, I knew they were.
No, the image, it's a fake. It was first posted online in 2014 by a German account. That girl is not called Charlotte, she's called Sasha. Jackie has made Charlotte up.
Ah, shameful behaviour. Shameful behaviour, isn't it, really?
Priya, great work. Go through those messages with Henry and get me everything you can.
What do I say to the message, whoever smelt it, dealt it?
Whoever said the rhyme, did the crime.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember. Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Closed. The South Circular has got severe delays due to some roadworks where it meets the A3 in Wandsworth, and the A11 heading into Whitechapel also has severe congestion all the way from Limehouse up to the George Tavern. It's time for Conversation Hour, and we are of course discussing all things Jackie the Ripper, and let's remember the victim, Mr. Nichols, thoughts and prayers. We want to know, do you feel scared? Do you feel angry? Who is to blame for the crime on our streets? Ian has called in right away. Ian.
Yeah, I just want to say, what you're doing is wrong. And this is why no one trusts the media.
Oh, is it wrong, is it, Ian?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
How is it wrong, mate, to discuss something in the public interest? How are we, the media, wrong?
There's no congestion on the A11. I'm on the A11 now, mate.
Hold on, let me just...
The George Tavern is on the A13. The A13 connects Limehouse to Whitechapel, alright? Not the A11. Hello?
Yes, hold on. Right, yeah.
You're right, apologies. The A13 has severe delays, not the A11. That's the A13 has the severe delays, not the A11. That was Ian, thank you, Ian.
Hi, Umar. I'm just on my way to the flat now. I'm running a little late. Sorry, just round the corner by Whitechapel Tube. I'll be 2 minutes. Okay, bye.
More traffic.
Sally, can you...
You know what?
Just put the old blues and twos on.
You're the boss.
Where have they put you this past week, Sally? I haven't seen you.
Had the week off. Annual leave.
Oh, lovely. Gone anywhere nice?
Just round here.
Oh.
Been an expensive year with the divorce and all that.
Right, yeah. How is Tom?
I don't know. I divorced him.
That makes sense, yeah.
But, if you must know, he's probably still a violent, controlling dickhead. Where are you off to? You found a lead on the Ripper case?
No, actually, I'm off to my dad's flat. Well, my flat, sort of. I found a tenant.
This place won't be the same without your lovely dad round the corner.
Yeah. But,
times change.
Yeah.
I heard you buried him in his running shoes.
Yeah.
That's lovely. What a runner. Incredible guy.
Sadly, it was his mind that let him down. Not his body.
What did he used to say?
Like life, running is just about breathing.
Yeah. Lovely man.
Lovely.
So, your man-haters certainly got the country talking.
Not my line of inquiry, believe me.
Can't help but feel this war of the sexes is helping her.
You think she set this up?
She knows what she's doing. Murder someone in Whitechapel during a Met police strike.
I have faith in you guys.
The City of London Police?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
No, I don't.
I think you could do with some time off, Freddie.
I've had a bit too much of that this year, to tell you the truth.
Why do you say that?
Just feel so fucking rusty.
Still, a breather won't hurt. Take some advice from the old man, eh? You better answer that. It's probably Chief Inspector Swanson. Besides, this is your stop.
Take care, Sally. Hello?
It's Donna. Priya has something.
What is it?
The Tinder messages aren't real.
The profile picture? Yeah, I know. I was there.
Jackie's playing us. This Tinder and Twitter thing is a wild goose chase.
I said that, for God's sake. I spotted the goose from a mile away. She's a psycho. This isn't political or personal. Donna, I will get to this when I'm back in the office, okay? I just have to sort something.
She's texting somebody called Danny.
She's messing with us, Donna. Put that phone away. It's probably not even Mark's.
We need to find this Danny.
She was trolling us.
And she was sending messages to make it look as if Mark knew the suspect.
Jackie had a number of games she liked to play. This was one of them.
Right.
So that was about a week after Mark's murder, and that's when I met you.
Oh, sorry. So sorry I'm late. Busy day.
Mr. Abilene, this is Jill. She's all the way from the land down under.
Ah, g'day.
Hi. Well, the other land that is also down under.
The what? Sorry?
New Zealand.
Ah, right. Of course. Yes. Good. Good to meet you, Jill.
Is it not Australia?
No, it's a separate country.
I thought it was like Tasmania, just like a big island.
No, different country.
Anyway, Jill, thanks for meeting with me. It's not a vetting thing, I promise. It's, you know, it's just to sort of show you some of the various idiosyncrasies about the old man's flat.
The old man?
My dad. It was his. He died.
Oh.
You're not really supposed to tell the tenants this kind of
stuff.
Oh,
no, not in it. You know, it's not possessed or, you know, his ghost isn't going to strangle you in your sleep or anything.
Mr. Abilene.
No, I mean, you know, the ghosts don't really have that sort of physical threat. It would be a poltergeist, wouldn't it? I think that's what they're called if they can move chairs and stuff, you know, not knocking pictures off the wall. That's usually their thing, isn't it? Well, there's none on the walls in this flat anyway, but, you know, you can put some up, though. That'd be fine. Just, you know, a bit of the old polyfiller over the hole. When you're done, bit of white paint. Job's a good one. Sorry, yeah, he died in an elderly residence home. He wasn't very well. At all.
I'm sorry.
Ah, it's okay. Anyway, do you have a guarantor for the place?
I'm 29.
Right, of course, sorry.
Jill is a journalist applicant I mentioned.
Yep, all coming back to me now. Journalist, eh? Congrats.
And you're the detective.
I'm a detective. Don't know about the detective. This is 33A Golding Street, not 221B Baker Street.
The detective on the Ripper case.
Well...
What? I didn't know that was you, Mr. Abilene.
What are you doing?
Getting the selfie.
Umar, please.
Smile. No, wait. Don't smile. Look like angry
or
something.
No, get off.
That's it. Perfect.
What's that noise?
Oh, that's the boiler. It does that, but I had it serviced. Right, Uma?
Hmm?
The boiler. It's safe.
So safe. Really, really safe. Too safe, I reckon.
It just makes that noise sometimes, but I'll get someone to look at it. Jill, let me show you the storage in his room. Your room. So all this storage is yours, of course. It's just this small attic space. Yeah, this is just the last of his things. I will sort this, I promise.
Oh, it's fine. It's no problem.
He was a runner, you know, so it's lots of trophies, running shoes. Yeah, so, there's that. I might just take this scarf.
The weather's turned, hasn't it?
Yeah. Electric and gas meters are above, next to the extractor fan in the kitchen.
Yep.
What else? Oh, rubbish and recycling every other Tuesday. Rubbish one Tuesday, recycling the next.
Freddie, could I ask one other thing?
Sure.
Could I get an interview?
Like, an interview to be the tenant?
No, for my article on Jackie. I'd like to interview you.
Oh, no, that's not allowed, I'm afraid, Jill.
Not even just a few words?
No, not any words at all. No, not even these words right now.
Don't ask, don't get. Am I right? I'll see you in the next press briefing then.
Sure.
That's the key.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, vigilance as a reporter is certainly...
No, in your hand, the key.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, here's his, your key.
Thanks.
Look after the place.
Go.
All right, Uche.
Hey,
stop fucking.
Jackie the Ripper starred Paul Waggett as Freddie Abeline, Jennifer Tierney as Donna Swanson, Akushla Tarakupe as Jill Hunter, Adam Jarrell as Henry Smith, Helena Doughty as Sally Maybrick, Amina Karoma as Alyssa Helson, Marta De Silva as Georgie Baxter Phillips, Kareem Confley as Sir Charles Warren, Narlon Burgess as Priya Campbell, and Ant McGinley as Jonas Meisen. Jackie the Ripper was written by Joel Emery and directed by Adam Jarrell. This series was produced by Holy Smokes in association with Stack. For more information, follow at Jackie Ripper Pod on Twitter.
Jackie the Ripper is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.